Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The hour on the DJV program, shall I be more precise? 7 minutes after the hour. You found yourself at the DJV show or on the DJV show or with the DJV show. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen, the spirit of the day. A lot of people spend a lot of, I think it is universal. We all have fears, we have worries, we have self doubts. It's what you do with those, so you don't let them take over your life. If we were to have them, if they have the, and with some people they do, they have the prominence in one's life. They're fear-based thinkers. Everything is a worry. I wonder if I should do this. I wonder if I should go out today. It's snowing. I should stay home. You know, some of it, there's a balance, though. And I think, ladies, between common sense and worry and fear. Because if things, when you, if you see a bear, you don't go to the bear in the woods and say, hey, look at that beautiful bear. Yeah, that sort of is.
Fear is a survival instinct that's built in for a reason.
Right. Yeah, but how has it gotten exacerbated over the years? Because look at how many of us spend a lot of time worrying about what if. And as I've said many times, worry is a prayer for something you don't want to have happen. So why do we let our minds click into that zone? Think about it. It's so easy to become fearful, isn't it? Easy. It seems to be easier to be afraid than it is to be, okay, I'm going to do that, or I'm going to take care of it, or I'm going to fix it, or I'm going to...
I would say, speaking as a worrier, I don't know that there's a little bit of fear, but I think more of it is like, I think our minds are rushing so fast right now, and because of social media, because of the constant inundation of television, and I'm not even saying just news at this point, constantly being stimulated by something, and I think it's made all of us go a little bit nutty. I mean, you start spinning through your stresses on work, there's no quiet, you've got family responsibilities to worry about, you've got constant stimulation in the media, and then all of a sudden you're like, I mean, I just find myself not being afraid necessarily, but spinning. You know what I mean? Like, you just, what if I do this? And then what if I do that? And it's like,
the constant stimulation is something that's really, that's true. And I don't think a lot of people have even thought about it. And it's just like, you know, you go through your day, and for, you know, for most people, you've got to work from home, or you've got to get to your job, whatever it is, and then you've got to handle the kids with school and all that. And then, you know, just your regular life, and then, you know, and then at night, people are like, well, what am I going to do to unwind? Oh, I'll binge something on TV. That's more stimulation.
I know that I have a problem when I, and truly, this is something that I'm like battling with this year, because it kind of like struck me over the head. When you're like, okay, so when you're living a busy life, we're all living a busy life, I have a busy life. When you actually have that down moment, when you find yourself reaching for the phone because you can't not look at something when you're sitting down, that's a real problem. That's when we have to, like, we have to realize that it's either like a digital detox or something. I don't know what it is.
Does Kellyanne Conway have anything to worry about with these topless photos of her daughter? What is that all about?
Apparently, like, first of all, this little brat kid, Claudia, needs to not have social media. Because she cannot, I mean, think about all the problems that have been caused from her social media account. So, somehow pictures of her topless show up on Kellyanne's tweet, which I don't even know what that is.
Those are the stories on Twitter. It's the Instagram stories version on Twitter.
So they just disappear
after 24 hours.
Yeah. Okay. So they show up on a fleet, and then they disappear. Claudia goes, like, apoplectic. Of course, not privately, but online. And then the authorities are brought in because people are saying that Kellyanne had published nude photos of her daughter.
So the kid really did it.
No.
Well, I don't know. No, I don't know. And then Claudia came out and said, no, this isn't my mom. My mom and I fight, but my mom wouldn't do this. And now the authorities are trying to arrest her for, like, child pornography, and they don't know if they've been hacked. I mean, it just seems very strange.
I think it was, I don't think so. I think it was an accident, truthfully. Because Kelly, I watched her, Claudia's video, and she said that her mom takes her phone away from her, like, all the time. And so they're, and this is not the first time cops have shown up at this house, by the way. A couple weeks ago, cops were there as well. So these two are toxic and need to be on reality.
The old man, too. Don't forget the husband, too. I mean, they're all drama.
Yeah.
Daughter, Kellyanne, and George. Very bad.
And nobody would know anything about it if it weren't for social media. Social media or the devices, it's a scourge.
Well, but Kellyanne is a very well-known figure, and Claudia has
so
over...
So is the husband.
And
one of the things that got me early on about this, and we'll take the kid out of it for a second, but, like, Kellyanne was the first woman to ever have to be a campaign manager for a winning candidate. So when we talk about landmarks and women, I know a lot of people don't talk about it because it's Trump. And it's
I didn't know that. Truthfully, I
see, because nobody talks about it. So she's the first one who ever actually got, like, a successful candidate into the White House. So that kind of gets buried. And then she goes to work for the Trump administration, leaves her polling company. And how many times have I said, I think a lot of the reasons that Trump won the first time around is she identified the vulnerabilities of Obama's popularity and got Trump to go show up there, and he outworked Hillary Clinton in a lot of areas. And so that's what kind of made him that person. I give a lot of credit to her for that.
She does
like her or not. And so she gets a job within the White House. Her husband then starts pooping all over her and her boss on social media. Now, he's willing, he gets his own opinion, but if my husband started to go online...
What kind of relationship is that?
Well, it's like James Carville and his wife, right?
They have complete respect for each other, yeah.
And George, by the way, voted for Trump. He was just hurt because he didn't get a job within the administration, so that's why he started taking a dislike to him.
Sure.
So, you know, to me, as a person who would be in a relationship like that, that already sets a tone in your household for daddy going after mommy on social media, and then all of a sudden you've got a kid who's now 16, and I don't know, it feels weird.
She's really snotty, too. I mean, I admit I have followed some of this drama, not this recent stuff, because this is kind of freaking out, but, like, the back-and-forth mother-daughter fighting. Doug, I know you don't know this, but, like, when Kellyanne is yelling at her to take down certain tweets and posts, she'll secretly video her mom yelling, and then she releases the audio. I mean, and Kellyanne is, she's no angel in this either. These two fight like hyenas. I mean, it is just, it's crazy.
What happened to the line between parent and child?
I don't know, but they need
to part of it
therapy.
Gets destroyed with these damn devices. And there's no reason in the world that youngsters could have them, but they all do.
She has a huge platform. On TikTok alone, she's got 1.6 million.
You're talking about the kid?
Yeah, the kid.
Or Kellyanne?
No, no, Claudia, the kid. She's got 1.6 million followers on TikTok.
She's a kid. She doesn't know how to handle this stuff. She's out of control.
Well, she wants to be emancipated.
When was it okay for 16-year-olds to take topless photos?
Right. Thank you.
Well, yeah, that's
ding, 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 ding. Speaking of that, a federal judge in Florida has ordered that the video showing Patriots owner Robert Kraft paying for sex in a massage parlor be destroyed. Who do you suppose got to this guy? Judge Rudolfo Ruiz said any videos of Kraft and other customers at the parlor must be destroyed, wiped from existence, because the surveillance was unlawful. So how much of that stuff has been repeated and repeated? That's not going to be destroyed.
That's disgusting. Like, who wants to watch a fat old guy get a handy? Like, ugh. That's disgusting. Right? I mean, come on.
Like, I never heard that expression
disgusting.
Before. Oh, my God.
Enjoy your breakfast.
Thank you. Yep. See you later. All right, 15 past the hour. That'll make it into the DJV download for today. And speaking of that, the latest DJV download begins with a look at the summer that's coming. Yes, summer's around the corner, folks, and vacation time. Victoria said 63% of Americans say they desperately need a vacation, so we dig into that. They also talk about Governor Newsom and what it... Oh, I'm almost going to use the word after that last Andy comment. Anyway,
I think that's...
never mind. Okay, just Governor Newsom is a focus. Let's leave it that way. And we talk about Sylvester Stallone selling his house in California, moving to Florida. The price tag, everybody is going to be eager to buy this.
I put an offer on it.
$130 million. Woo-ha. All right, so that's some of the content in the Daily DJ. Say it again, Doug. There it is. DJV download. You can find it at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. It's the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change, someone wins $50,000. Just enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com, and it could be you. Touchdowns, field goals, safeties, extra points. Every single score change will draw one lucky winner from the square to win $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune into the Super Bowl on February 7th to see if you bring home some dough. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residence in the U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends 2/4/2021, 11:59 p.m. Eastern. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL entities as defined in the official rules does not offer to sponsor this promotion in any way.
Beach combing, baking cookies, learning French. Aren't these what you'd rather be doing than thinking about your Medicare prescriptions? Well, Walgreens is here to help you get back to it, with convenient refill and pickup options, expert pharmacists to answer all your questions, and Medicare copays as low as $0. Zero. Which is also the number of cares in the world you'll have as you stroll the beach eating cookies and speaking French. Oh la la. Walgreens.
$0 copays apply to tier 1 generic drugs and select plans, where Walgreens is the preferred pharmacy.
Okay, so we were talking about GameStop and how that was an interesting investment. I see that some of the people on Wall Street are saying to folks who are buying, 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 you know, the market's going up and up and up, and everybody expects an explosion with the, you know, all the pent-up demand. It will have nothing to do with Biden, I don't think. Well, maybe it will. Who knows? Because I think... I'm looking at something that the Morgan Stanley Investment Management people have been saying about, be careful, don't buy too fast, don't buy too much, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It just, it's another way of looking at how people and the herd mentality work. It's, okay, one person says, you better buy this, and another, and that is what forces the price up. Not the value of the stock or the value of the company, really. It's that the whisper campaigns that get started, the chat room traders, you know, they talk about how to short a stock. I don't even, to this day, even watching Billions for any number of stocks, I don't know how to short a stock. I don't even know what it means to short a stock. Do you? You probably have done it, both of you, Victoria.
No,
Jennifer.
I've never shorted a stock.
You know what it is, though? No. Well, you're a big trader, Jennifer. That's what I go to.
I bought one time on Robinhood Carnival, and I'm letting it ride.
How is Carnival doing?
So I'm a really big trader. Well, my money's doubled, so it goes up and down.
Good. Yeah.
I think cruising anyway. By the fall, I think people are really going to be on cruises.
Yeah, I think if you buy travel stock, great time to buy airline stock because it's worthless at the moment. And those, you know, they're not going to go away.
Right.
Yeah, of course. The people, I think there were some people who said it takes 3 or 4 years for us to get back to the travel, to the volume of people on airplanes that we've had. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's a good sector. But you know what? Take your time. Don't rush. It isn't like you won't be able to make any money. The stock market, hello, look at where it is now, where it was. You can always make money if you use your head and don't. You know, that's the place where you use your head and not your heart when it comes to investing and that sort of stuff. It's 21 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Three after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner with our social media. Listen, Jennifer, you were talking earlier about, I've got to fill up that hole. I got 5 minutes. What am I going to do with it? So that seems to be coming to my mind when it comes to the social media. Okay, let's have another question. Let's look at another piece. Let's get people's attitude on my latest thing. Jay just said to me, oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Calm down. Because I want to know whether people think drug companies should get the Nobel Prize, or maybe the doctors that came up with the vaccines. And so I've come up with another one to confuse you, Jay, as well. The folks at Apple have a new way for you to spend time with your favorite celebrity. It's called Time to Walk. All right, Victoria, I have the concept correct here. And so my question would be, who would you like to walk with? Dolly Parton's up in the first run. But they have these that would be available on YouTube, or you can have it on your device. Where are these things available anyway?
It's just for Apple, so it'll automatically get downloaded to your fitness app on your phone, and then you can use it on your Apple Watch when you're out for a walk.
Okay, so you could be listening to Dolly Parton talk about what's going on in her life, maybe a couple of tunes.
Yep.
So under the circumstance, okay, so maybe that's something we can do. You'll have more ideas than you know what to do with, Jay. But in the meantime, we want to find out if Tom Brady, what our listeners think about him as the greatest of all-time athletes after this. Here's something really exciting. Ebons, E-B-A-N-S. You're going to hear me talking a lot, Victoria talking a lot, Jennifer talking a lot about Ebons Bakehouse because of the cookies and the bread. Exceptional baked goods and treats from Ebons Bakehouse flying off the shelves around the country. Now you can get yours directly by going to Ebons Bakehouse. EbonsBakehouse.com, where their specialty is making cookies. Victoria says, oh, well, you're not going to talk about the bread. You're going to talk about the cookies because that's what you like. Well, she's kind of right about that. But they use only the best products no matter what they're baking. Grass-fed butter from the Amish country, range-free chickens, gluten-free, no worries, taste fabulous. Get them for all of your friends and family. EbonsBakehouse.com. When you're checking out, make sure you use the discount code DJV. All right, 25 at the hour on the DJV program. All right, so Jay, Tom Brady, greatest, or I remember who, what was it? Oh, it was Muhammad Ali. I am the greatest. So is he, a lot of people think he was the greatest athlete of all time.
Yeah, Sammy's mama actually tweeted Muhammad Ali is easily the greatest athlete who ever lived.
Yeah, I don't believe that. I think anybody beats the hell out of somebody else. How do you? No, I'm sorry. I don't like beating the hell. That makes you a great athlete because you can punch and beat people.
I have a soft spot for him because I met him when he could barely speak, but he told me. Yeah, Lewis met him too and said he was just so sweet.
Yeah, well, that's fine. But he's still, how do you give
savage.
That? Yeah, kind of savage. All right, so. What's the story? What do we have?
Okay, so Tom Brady, is he the GOAT, the greatest of all time in terms of athletes? Bud Phillips says Tom Brady never heard of her.
There's a sore loser.
I like that one. John Aukerman votes Jim Thorpe the greatest of all time.
That may be. Yeah,
and
that may be.
Courtney you
know,
Lee tweets.
Who, do you know who Jim Thorpe was?
I did have to Google. I did have to check on Wikipedia and see what's up.
And you found that he was the first black guy to go into the Olympics, right?
Yeah.
He was the German with Hitler's.
The Olympian.
Yeah,
I thought that was Jesse Owens.
Maybe it was. I don't know. It was one of them. Anyway, okay. Thanks. Go ahead.
Courtney tweets Wayne Gretzky is the GOAT. End of story.
Really?
Nobody mentioned Michael Jordan.
All right. Endorsing My Pillow, that still is up there, whether I ought to do that or not. What's the percentage?
The consensus is yes. Go for it. Keep endorsing.
Okay. So we'll do that. My Pillow. Go to MyPillow.com. When you buy the stuff, use the discount code DJV. How's that? 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Do cats dream? Do dogs dream? Every once in a while, I'll have a listener call me up and say, Warren, you know, I notice sometimes when my dog goes into a deep sleep or my cat goes into a deep sleep, they kind of move their feet. What's that all about? You know, this is still one of the greatest unanswered questions. Most guardians have long had sneaking suspicions about their cat and dog sleep time imagery as they watch the paws that twitch, legs that run, and whiskers that flutter. But scientists are now only confirming that the odds that dogs and cats do really dream are indeed quite good. Some recent studies seem to indicate that dogs and cats enter into that REM, or rapid eye movement sleep, the type of sleep during which humans dream generally take place. So yes, dogs and cats do dream. Yes, they can have nightmares. I've worked with dogs over the years that woke up in the middle of the night barking and growling because they were scared. Wake your dog up gently if he's having a nightmare. Give him a hug and a kiss. I promise he'll go back to sleep and have good thoughts. I'll be more next time.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get it. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed. Queen, now $17.99. Plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden had long promised to become the climate president, and on Wednesday he detailed far-ranging plans to shift the U.S. away from fossil fuels with the promise of creating millions of jobs in renewable energy. In his record number of executive actions, tens of thousands of union jobs will be lost. Republican Attorney General from six states wrote to the new president, warning him not to overstep his authority. GOP lawmakers attacked his executive orders as job killers. The Chicago Teachers Union told its members on Wednesday to remain at home and vowed further job actions if district moves to discipline them. The district ordered 10,000 teachers back to work on Wednesday despite a vote by 71% of union members to keep teaching remotely. Chicago Public Schools is the nation's third largest school district. Oscar and Emmy winner Cloris Leachman, best remembered for her delightful neurotic Phyllis Lindstrom on The Mary Tyler Moore Show, died of natural causes on Tuesday in Encinitas, California. She was 94. This is USA Radio News.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
As the nation and school children from around the country watch from classroom TVs.
3, 2, 1, and liftoff of the 25th Space Shuttle mission, and it has cleared the tower.
Control program confirmed. Challenger now heading downrange. Engines at 65%, 3 engines running normally, 3 good fuel cells, 3 good APUs. Velocity 2,257 feet per second. Altitude 4.3 nautical miles, downrange distance 3 nautical miles. Engines throttling up, 3 engines now at 104%.
Challenger, go at throttle up.
Challenger, go at throttle up. 1 minute 15 seconds, velocity 2,900 feet per second. Altitude 9 nautical miles, downrange distance 7 nautical miles. Flight controllers here looking very carefully at the situation. Obviously a major malfunction. We have no downlink. We have a report from the flight dynamics officer that the vehicle has exploded. Flight director confirms that. We are looking at checking with the recovery forces to see what can be done at this point.
The Space Shuttle Challenger disaster was a fatal incident in the United States space program that occurred on this day in 1986 when the Space Shuttle Challenger broke apart 73 seconds into its 10th mission, killing all 7 crew members on board. Afterward, the space program was grounded for 3 years. The Rogers Commission report found that the Challenger accident was caused by a failure in the O-rings brought on by cold temperatures at the time of launch. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Comeback Kids are here on the DJV program, 34 after the hour. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. We've been getting a lot of attention lately because of all the affiliates that have been added to the program. 308 was the number, by the way, you asked for, Victoria,
okay,
in terms of DJV. So I was thinking about the number of times I've been referred to in many ways over the years. A couple of years ago, I was referred to as a retrain, which I thought was interesting. Did I ever tell you that, Jennifer? This is a retread. I'm a retread of...
What does that even mean?
I don't know, maybe a repeat. I've been around for quite a long time, and so the situation...
You're
I think
an OG, is what you should call yourself.
OG, right? Was that mean? OG.
An original gangster.
Oh, really? Like that. Who was that woman we were talking about earlier?
MKA Twigs.
Yeah. What's her story? Is she a gangster? Are there women who are gangsters?
Sure.
Are there? Is she one of them?
I don't know much about her, honestly. I couldn't name a single song. She's British. She's way bigger in
so why do people pay any attention to her at all? Why did that show up someplace?
Because she was engaged to Robert Pattinson. That's how American audiences kind of know her. And then she dated Shia LaBeouf, and apparently, you know, because he's... Well, I think he's got severe mental illness issues. I think it's, and I'm not saying that lightly. I think that that's someone who it makes me sad when I see the things that he's doing, because he needs treatment. But she apparently was in an abusive relationship with him, and so that's why she's in the news right now.
Got it. All right, speaking of what's in the news, what's going on with the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Well, the Baseball Hall of Fame, it doesn't really have much going on this year because no one got inducted. And this is, of course, this comes every year from the Baseball Writers Association of America.
They couldn't find anybody good enough?
Oh, well, they have people who are good enough, but they just didn't agree on anybody. And so no one has been elected this year. The past 7 years, 22 players have been voted in. And then so this year, for whatever reason, it's the first time, I think, since 2013, that there have been no one has made it. Because you need to have 75% of the vote. Curt Schilling came the closest. He had 71.1%.
He belongs
to him. He was 16 votes short. Barry Bonds had 61%. Roger Clemens had 61%. The two of them, Roger and Barry, are probably never going to make it because of steroids. But Curt Schilling has actually now, he's taken himself out of contention for next year. So
who was the other? Was McGuire the same St. Louis player that was also on steroids? Wasn't that his name?
Yeah. Did Mark McGuire get busted, though, for that?
Yeah.
Or did he just admit it on his own?
Either got busted or he admitted it, but he looks like a whole different person now.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Well, they always do when they get off the steroids. They look completely different, yeah. Speaking of nominations, the lady who's up for Commerce Department Secretary is the former governor of Rhode Island, Gina Raimondo.
She's the current governor, so someone else is going to have to take over if she gets appointed.
Yeah. Why? Is there some danger that she won't get appointed?
I don't know. I'm just saying, I don't know a whole lot about her, so I don't know, but I'm saying she is the current governor.
She was the one that told Cuomo that she wasn't going to accept New Yorkers into the state during COVID. You remember that early on?
She violated lots of laws with that one. So.
Well,
real fast.
So as Commerce Secretary, she has her hand in the pot with radio and television, and she was asked during her the hearing if she wanted to change Section... Say it again, Doug. 230, Section 230, which is the Communications Decency Act. And how it applies to interactive computer services. I guess what we're talking about is Facebook and stuff like that, social media platforms, websites.
It's also other websites, too.
It gives immunity to Facebook and Twitter so that you can't really sue them, you can't take them to task, and a lot of people are saying that needs to be changed on both sides of the aisle, by the way.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Joe Biden wants to get rid of it. But this started in 1996, so the Internet was so new back then that when they drew up this law, they could have never have imagined where we would be right now.
So what do we think? Should it be revoked or should we... What the impact of all this?
It needs to be changed, for sure. Yeah.
Changed to what, Victoria?
I don't know the answer to that. This is not just social media. This is every single website, like a news site. You can go to Reuters or the Associated Press or whatever your news source is, Fox News. And if that website has a comment section where people are allowed to put comments on it, that they're protected by Section 230. Like if someone says something that, you know, is against the law or incites violence or something like that in a comment that's public, then it protects that website and that company from, you know, they're not liable for whatever the other people comment on. I think one option would be remove the comment section. That's one option.
Yeah.
Although, if you want freedom of speech and you want people commenting on your news stories, then it gets kind of dicey. So it would have to be not completely just revoked and ripped away. It needs to be restructured.
Well, there's a lot of stuff going on now. A lot of irresponsibility, nobody being held accountable for things they say and or kind of do, in a manner of speaking. And it's like the Wild West. And because these things have changed communication has changed us so much, and the communication tools have changed so much that it's frustrating, and a lot of people can't hold on to it.
Revamp it for sure.
Yep, right. I agree with you there. All right, how many people know the story of State Senator Stephen Huffman?
I don't. What
None?
State?
Ohio. He's an Ohioan. Apparently, there's some words that he used that are coming back to bite him. He was asked whether there was some talk in the state house in Ohio. He was an emergency room doctor, this guy, before he became a state senator. And the remarks that he made were picked up and used, and somehow or other have come back around. He said something about the colored population was more susceptible to the coronavirus because they don't wash their hands as well as other groups.
What? And he said colored?
Yes.
Like,
I knew that would get...
What?
The only reason I brought it up is because...
what he actually said is even worse.
The question has come back up again now, so the press is regurgitating what he said, because he was asking on the floor of the Ohio Senate whether blacks get coronavirus more easily than whites, and then they go back to, well, they don't wash their hands as well as other groups. So I just have to wonder what world this guy is living in and how...
A very white Ohio world, obviously.
Well, okay, but I mean, even that, I guess there's nothing wrong with saying
What's
it.
What's this guy's name?
His name is Sam Huffman, H-U-F-F-M-A-N, his state senator. Anyway, he's been marginalized, and the reason kind of that I'm looking at this is because the cancel culture gets a hold of stuff like this with people like this guy, and they want to run him out of office. And I don't think that's, you know, the comment, maybe that's what he really thinks. Maybe he's living in the dark ages, according to some, but he doesn't have a right to say something like that, and, you know, it seems rather boring.
Why would anyone want to endorse him discriminating against an entire population?
Listen, whether they want to endorse him or they don't, the guy who's the director of the Legislative Black Caucus obviously wasn't happy about it. But anyway, he's... It seems to me that we need to calm down a little bit.
I think that we need to not make really stupid statements that are completely...
But Neil Morris doesn't make stupid... But who doesn't make stupid statements? We all make stupid statements.
I've never said anything like that. I've said
other things.
Like that.
But maybe not, because that's become a hot button.
Okay, so this is his direct quote. And it's a dumb one, but let's just make sure that we get the full context. Because I think it's not just saying to colored people not wash their hands. He said, and this is when he's questioning, they were talking, as you mentioned, Doug, about why African American population is more apt to get, like, more likely to get COVID.
Right.
So he's asking that. Why does that make them more susceptible to get COVID? Could it be that African Americans or the colored population do not wash their hands as well as other groups, or wear masks, or do they not socially distance themselves? Could that be just the explanation of why there's a higher incidence? So it's not like he was saying black people don't wash their hands. He's saying, are they doing something preventing them from
being... What happens is that stuff gets taken out of context. And it blows up.
It's not a great statement, but it does make a little more sense when you read it in context. And he's a medical doctor, this guy?
Yes.
So why wouldn't he go to the levels of hypertension and diabetes in the black community? Like, that's what all doctors have been saying as to why black people are getting COVID.
Well, I think that was... I don't know exactly what he was trying to get at, but I think what his point was not questioning why they were getting it, but saying, could it be something else? Are they not wearing masks? Are they not socially distancing? Or is there an explanation of higher incidence? Maybe that would be pre-existing conditions or something like that.
All right, speaking of Ohio news... Senator Rob Portman is going to lead the Senate, and people like Bill Clinton are calling on LeBron James to run for the Senate.
I'm not done with
Ohio.
Them on the Lakers yet.
Oh, listen, there you go. Is that a good idea?
Minute, Bill.
Huh? Yeah, Bill's the Wee Malone Bill for a while. Yeah. So, and do you think about people that run for the Senate? Think about John Glenn, the great space pioneer, becoming a senator from Ohio. And you look around at the people. Wasn't it in Arizona, the astronaut was Kelly, right? The twin brother, wasn't that? Mark Kelly, right? Wasn't that his name?
Yes.
He won, too, didn't he?
He did. It was a close race. He was running against...
She was appointed as in a good candidate.
She ran against someone. He ran against someone who was not an astronaut. If you're an astronaut, you're going to win. It doesn't matter what you're.
I don't know, Victoria, because he actually had a tough time. It was a close race, and she was a terrible candidate. So I don't know. Arizona's very purple. So very political.
They're trying to. The Republican Party's trying to censor the McCains for.
They already did. They censored.
Did they? And then, who cares? Right, yeah, who cares? I mean, their basic reaction to the rest of the country is, who cares? 46 after the hour, may I invite you to listen, spend a little time with me and my Farm Roots, the American Family Farmer Show that's on every week. We have a podcast, and the podcast that's up there right now at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com is a focus on a number of things that are bothering farmers, like the Gates Foundation buying up land at a rapid rate. We also have a focus on mental health with farmers in our country and what's going on. Still the focus on, you know, these people that are trying to make a living with the land and they aren't able to make it. There isn't much suicide among farmers, you know, as there are among the military. Do you know that? And it's just, how in the world can we continue to grow the food that we need with this sort of thing happening? There's that. And then we have a fellow on the air on this broadcast that has a outside of Washington, a little farm, and he's growing food just for the military and veterans. That's it. He doesn't. He gets a funding from some of his friends, but he spends all of his time, because he's a vet himself, growing food for veteran families and giving it to the veterans that are in trouble. So I thought that was kind of cool. That was a great story. And I opine on how much food is being thrown away because of government regulations. That's something also in this week's American Family Farmer Show. Find it at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Hi, I'm Carl Amari. For nearly 40 years, I've been licensing the rights to classic radio shows, including The Shadow, Jack Benny, Gunsmoke, Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Abbott and Costello, and many more. Today, I have over 100,000 classic radio shows, and because I work with the owners and estates, I'm provided the master recordings, which are superior sound quality. Each month, I select 10 classic radio shows and send them to Classic Radio Club members, along with detailed liner notes about each show. If you'd like to receive 10 amazing-sounding classic radio shows sent to you each month, either on CD or via digital download, visit ClassicRadioClub.com. And now, every Classic Radio Club member will receive an email from me each week with a digital download link to the full 5-hour Hollywood 360 podcast. The links never expire, so you can listen anytime you'd like. Learn more about the Classic Radio Club at ClassicRadioClub.com.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. The road is everything you want it to be.
Everything.
As long as what you want is road.
To ride your motorcycle on.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policy starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states. Tech.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Three past the hour. Laura Banks is here, our resident astrologer. She is an all-around, she's sort of a new age woman. What do they call men who are new agey? My daughter calls
really attractive.
Yeah, okay. That's very good. Thank you. Alright, so in the long range and the short, I feel things. You know, you said at the end of the year things are going to lighten up. And I don't know, maybe you can attribute it to Biden, maybe you can't. But I don't want to make it, it's not about politics. I just feel like there's a load being lifted, even though there are a lot of things that are going on. I'm not necessarily a big fan of Biden and some of the stuff that he's doing, but there's so much pent-up demand. And whether you realize it from a practical point of view, that the COVID has kept us all from traveling, from being ourselves, doing things that we like to do. So, is there, astrologically speaking, part of what you have looked ahead for this year to be like? I don't know that I thought about it in terms of pent-up demand. But a lot of activity this year will be based on people wanting to just move.
People wanting to move away from their depression, their isolation. People wanting to earn a living. People wanting to have hope. So, yes, there will be trends this year that are profoundly freeing, because we're going to have a Jupiter and Saturn both in Aquarius, huge opportunity away from Capricorn. We had to learn the hard lessons of lack and fear and health issues, which is very Capricorn-y, you know, very hard lessons. You know, it's going to break you or it's going to make you. And then Aquarius starts to assimilate all the information into a higher consciousness. So we've got, you know, the Sun in Aquarius, Mercury in Aquarius, Jupiter in Aquarius, Saturn in Aquarius. So we have to help as common man other people, though. Like, the government can't fix this. We have to sort of look to notice, do we want to buy a new blouse or does our neighbor need a meal this week? And so it's really going to be up to the humanity of humans to step up and be all they can be on the platitude of what's your need in your life right now. Or you need money. Things are lining up extremely well the beginning part of this year for everyone to pursue income, because we have a lot of lovely stuff going on with Mars and Taurus, which is going to build new ideas.
What is
for
that?
Business.
Explain what Mars and Taurus. Taurus is the fifth month of the year. It's May. Most people end of April into May. So what has that got to do with that planet?
It's got to do with it's there from January 6th to March 3rd of this year, and it's very stubborn and it's very resolute. It stayed in Aries way too long, which was just a rage fire. It was part of why the COVID went so nutty. It's out of its exalted position in Aries into a more relaxed spot where it's going to get it done no matter what. As long as you don't get fixed about it and it has to be your way. All of us must have a very strong vision of where we're going financially, but we have to have a light touch at the same time. So it's a little bit of that law of attraction, but that Mars in Taurus is fixed on getting it done.
Okay, so let me make it a little more personal, because sometimes people learn I don't mind being a guinea pig. I have had 2.5 years of trying to put this organization together that would save my farm, and it involved growing cannabis, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It seems to be coming together very quickly now. Not all the things that I envisioned are going to happen, and not all the things that I wanted to do with it are going to be possible. But it still feels like it's going to be okay, better than okay. What is there? You know my, you know what my chart looks like. So I've kind of been on edge about it, because some of the things that we had thought were going to happen aren't. But I think it's still going to be okay, but I still am kind of wrestling with it, you know what I mean?
Doug, it's something about the timing of all this happening right now for you. You don't have a lot of earth in your chart, so all this earth stuff is coming together in spite of the fact that you don't have a lot of earth in your personal chart. There's so much showing up right now with the Taurus and that it's just saying earth, earth, earth. Taurus is earth. Okay, it's planet for Earth.
Right.
You know, you've got the Sagittarius strong with the broad perspectives and the philosophies, and so you live out there in the world of ideas and stuff, and your second house of money's in Pisces, so it's always been kind of a confusing area to you.
Yes.
So you need to just rest knowing that it's always going to feel that way and never make it feel different.
Right.
It's always going to be in the subconscious.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's it. Our subconscious is so powerful. That's another thing that people don't realize. You might be able to find some of this out if you have a good reading with Laura. Find her at stargalnetwork.com. Laura Banks here at 59 past the hour.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.